Blog Talk Radio.
We the best music.
Oh, this what we doing here? I'm gonna have to put on my jewelry for this one.
Race talk, talking that race talk. Safe talk, here we go, talking that safe talk.
Major key alert.
Oh, we good now.
Major bag alert.
DJ Khaled.
I got the keys. I got the keys. I got the keys. I got the keys. We go to the corner, complete the field. I know the judge, I'ma shoot him for
slang.
I got the keys. Major. I got the keys.
So he's asking me the key. Till you own your own, you can't be free. Till you own your own, you can't be me. How we still slaves in 2016. Keep the light, keep it back. Every night.
Welcome to the Drive at 5, everybody. I'm just at this point right now to where I'm just super annoyed. I'm super annoyed on every level. Because of this hurricane thing. My house is shuttered up. I feel like I'm locked in my house almost. And I've been watching the news. I've been seeing everybody, you know, traveling out to Atlanta. I've been seeing everybody, you know, pretty much just get situated and prepare for the storm. And, you know, I asked, why were so many people actually leaving? And it was only just to know that a lot of people were really leaving because they're afraid. A lot of people are really scared because they've seen what Hurricane Harvey has done. And, you know, they've seen, you know, but the crazy thing is that, I mean, when I just look at everything that is actually going on, it's a lot. It's a lot of stuff that is actually going on. And, you know, with what's going on, you just have to stay focused. You have to stay prayed up. You got to stay, you know, grounded. You got to stay in the faith. And that's what I was pretty much, you know, telling all of my friends, you know, with talking to them. I was telling them, I was saying, hey, listen, you know, we just got to stay. We got to stay with the faith because obviously we do need to know what is actually going on around with us. I mean, because a lot of us are in our own worlds due to social media. Now we're everywhere we want to be, wherever our minds guide us to go. That's where we go. And, you know, just right now with what's going on, I just think that, you know, with me being here in Miami, Florida, I've been through a lot of hurricanes. They're saying that this one is going to be a little bit different. Okay. I'm just pretty much just prepared for it to come and go because I'm ready to. I know that it's probably going to be a lot of lights out. It's probably going to be, you know, some a hard time for food to be, you know, brought back in. But I just was thinking about all the people that went to Atlanta. It's just like all of you guys left, and then now you guys are going to have to fight back to get back, and you guys are going to have to fight to stand in line at the airports. Then you don't know if some airports are going to, you know, give you those same extended prices. It just seems like a lot that I would have been making a decision to do, and I hadn't thought it all the way through. So with me just being, you know, with the faith, I decided to just stay and just relax and just deal with it. So, and also for the most important part, I just wanted to be with my father too. So I want to bring somebody on the show today. Two people are going to come on the show. I'm going to actually just stand off for today. And I guess hopefully, depending on what this storm does, I guess we'll be back on Monday. I'm praying that we do. But if not, then of course you guys know that it was all due to the storm. It's not that, you know, we didn't want to put the Drive to Five together. But I'm about to bring two people on the call. And these two individuals have been, you know, just have been proteges. They've been watching. They've been listening. They've been paying attention. And they've been seeing that this is something totally different what they've actually bargained for. They've actually seen that we now have an opportunity that can actually help them. I have a guy who is a U.S. postal worker, you know, who confessed to me plenty of times that he's just tired of it. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, going back and forth to these mailboxes every day, putting mail inside of the mail. You know, it seems like a robotic routine after a while. It's like you're doing this, going back and forth, And you start out with it because of the passion of actually, you know, wanting to make extra money, wanting to make that good money. And, of course, the money is good, but then you don't like what you're doing for the money. How many of you guys are on a call right now that really don't like what you're doing for the money that you're making? And see, that's what I love about my position here with Total Life Changes. That's what I love about the fact that they've allowed me to understand what it's like to become a CEO and run a business. See, because a lot of people can take this pretty lightly, and I get it. I understand. So, you know, I don't get upset or mad with people. I just get a little frustrated because it can be taken a little lightly if you have other options of making money. But if this is your only option to where you're making money and you've actually built and established a real job, a real business, a real corporation, a real business that is actually paying you between $500 to $5,000 a week, you're going to find out how to start taking that thing a little serious. Because once, you probably never ever made that kind of money at one time in your life. So once you have that life-changing effect, then it makes you want to secure it. So when you're securing it, you have to do everything that it takes to secure your business. So I'm going to go ahead and bring, you know, two individuals that are on my team. They're proteges. They're actually, I would actually just say that they're both into training. I have one young lady. She's been in the business for some time, but she never really had the mentorship. Now she has the mentorship, and she's ready to go to the whole next level. And then the young man that I have on the call, he's pretty new to this too. He took a chance from coming from this from the U.S. Postal Service, ladies and gentlemen, the Postal Service. And let me just go ahead and say this too. I notice a lot of things. I notice everything. And I just want to send this message out to everybody that is an entrepreneur, that is really, really serious about their craft, that's really, really serious about building a business. Sometimes it's safe to say that the people that won't support you probably aren't your friends. We may think that they're our friends because it's fun to hang out with them. It's fun to go take a couple of pictures with them. It's fun to, you know, go get drunk with them. But then at the end of the day, when it comes down for them to support your business, to be a support of the business, not even to support it, but even to want to know what your business is, so therefore you guys can rub hands and shake hands together and you both can support each other's business, then 9 times out of 10, they may not be your friends. So I want to go ahead and bring Tiffany Robinson to the line. She's going to go ahead and take over this call. And what they're going to talk about to you guys is how you can actually increase your income by earning an additional. This has nothing to do with your J-O-B. This is all about doing it from your home, doing it from wherever you are, whether you travel. I meet people all day long in the airport. I meet people different countries. I meet people different states, different everywhere. I meet them all around the world, and I do business with them. So if you are an inspiring entrepreneur and you're looking to earn some extra money, we now have a fast, effective way that you can actually do this. Now I'm going to bring Tiffany to the line, and she will tell you exactly what's going to happen on this call. All right? So I'm going to go ahead and press the mute, and I'm going to sit back and watch my proteges go ahead and take over this call. Tiffany, are you on the line?
Yes, I am on the line, Coach Reggie.
Awesome. Go ahead and take it away.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Coach Reggie, for the opportunity again to share on the Drive at 5 and welcome you guys to the Drive at 5. I am Tiffany Robinson with Total Life Changes. And as Coach Reggie said, I've been with Total Life Changes. And now I have the mentorship to help me create this six-figure business. Just to give you guys a little bit about my background, short and some, I came from the corporate world. And in corporate, you get stuck. You get stuck, you get elevated, you get raised, you get promotions, but you're only going to go so far. And I was a sales manager with the company for over 10 years and was number one in sales, number one as a sales rep, but I was only going to get so far. And understand, you guys, I was only going to get so far because of somewhat the color of my skin, the way I talk, the way I sound, even sometimes the way that I look. Not that I was a hot mess or anything like that, you know, because in a sales manager role, you look professional. You look dressed professional, sound professional, and that was me. But I was able to knock down every objective there was or every task, every rough team that was put before me. But, again, I was only going to get so far. And Total Life Changes came to me by way of a friend of mine posted on Facebook. And I was able to get in contact with her to get the product and was able to drop off. I was able to actually lose weight. I had needed to lose about 30 pounds. I had a cruise that I was going to be participating in, and I needed to drop off the weight. So, of course, you know, dropped 5 pounds 5 days. That was me. You know, lost a lot of weight, made a few dollars, but still was a net corporate position. Still was going every day, day in, day out, not getting a promotion. It didn't matter about how many times I applied or how many times they seen my numbers and seen that I was able to help develop people and get people on board. They did not care about that. So at that point for me, I was like, Tiffany, you got to understand your worth. You got to understand the skill set that you have, how you were able to create those dynamic teams and push people to the next level. So it made me think, what is my worth? What can I do for myself? So I was able to reach back out to Coach Reggie again and, you know, share the story with him about how tired I was of being in that corporate space, not being able to get any further and forgetting my dreams and aspirations of what I wanted to actually have for myself, you know, not being tapped on the shoulder one day saying, okay, well, the job is done, or no, Tiffany, you didn't get that promotion. All of these things was going on in my head, you know, because a lot of times things in corporate don't last forever. If you look around now, the jobs are dissipating. They're going away. They're depleting the jobs. There are no jobs around pretty much that's going to pay you $60,000 to $70,000 to $80,000 a year or $100,000 a year. So that's when I spoke with Coach Reggie and I said, you know what, I really got to do this time. I really got to make this work for me. So I'm very thankful, Coach Reggie, for the mentorship. I know sometimes it don't always seem as if I'm paying attention. But when I tell you guys, I'm learning. And I want to share with you guys what this learning is doing for me and how I'm able to help other people, other families, one by one, family one by one. I decided to take the business serious, okay, and with the challenge that came across, the 30-33 challenge. And I looked at myself and I was like, Tiffany, you can be a better Tiffany. You can lose the weight. And you could take this launching pad right here and kickstart the business. You can really kickstart your business. So I myself, like him and Coach Stormy and his niece Tiffany Williams, I said, you know what, I'm going to commit. I'm going to commit to these 30 days, 30 minutes a day on these three products. And I know that the products that we have, the products work, because these are the same products that helped me lose 18 pounds in 2 weeks, enough weight to be able to get in my clothes to go on that cruise that I initially bought the T4. So I committed. I committed myself to the products. I committed myself to the challenge. I committed myself to relaunching my business and making this thing stick and work for me. So in at that, I was able to, again, like I say, decide, made up my mind. I was going to take the next 30 days in June. I said, I'm going to take the next 30 days, and I'm going to push this challenge. I'm going to work this challenge. I'm going to transform me first, because it started with me making up my mind, okay? So in essence of that, I was able to get on this 30-33 challenge. Okay, and dedicated 30 days. I started walking 30 minutes a day. I started inviting girlfriends of mine to come and walk with me 30 minutes a day, because I already had the products, you know, the products that will help you lose the weight, the Nutriverse, our ISOT, and our NRG. I started allowing them to sample those products, and more of them started to come out and walk with me. Sometimes some days it would be two, some days it would be one. Every day there was somebody walking with me. Not knowing that this was also helping me to be able to help them, and them helping me to be able to help them, vice versa. So in essence of that, you guys, I was able to relaunch PLC business. And when I say relaunch my PLC business, everybody now that joins my business, they're committing to the challenge. And the challenges, again, was set in place back in June, where Coach Stormy decided to be the best of Coach Stormy to transfer her body. And she took three products, the NRG, the Nutriverse, and the ISOT. She took them every day. She started walking 30 minutes a day. Over the next 30 days, Coach Stormy lost over 20 pounds. So I said, if Coach Stormy could do something as simple as make up her mind, why can't I make up my mind? 30 minutes a day. walking 30 minutes a day. We do stuff 30 minutes a day, not even knowing we're doing it for 30 minutes. So it was simple to everybody. It was like, I can walk for 30 minutes. I can dedicate 30 days. They made up their mind. As I'm sharing with you guys, I made up my mind. And because I made up my mind, I'm now earning an extra $300 to $500 a week, you guys. Earning an extra $200 to $400 a week. And like Coach Reggie say, I'm still in training. I haven't figured it out all yet, but I know I got the concept of this 30-33 challenge that is not only helping me with my health, but helping my friends with their health. Because so many of us have friends that keep talking about high blood pressure, diabetes, different things that are going on in their health that is stopping them from being able to take care of their kids, that's stopping them to be able to go to work and work on these jobs. These jobs don't give us no break, y'all. They want us to be there. Right now, we are in one of the supposedly one of the biggest storms ever. And guess what? They still want us to be in the building to the last day of. So I say to you guys, I encourage you guys, again, if you are in a corporate job and you're looking to just generate the additional $200 to $300, $400 a week, you can do that. I'm a single parent, so extra money is very important to me. But will you make the decision? Will you make the decision to transform your health so that way you can increase your wealth? Because that's what I'm doing, you guys. Something simple as walking for 30 minutes a day for the next 30 days, taking three products that is helping me, give me the energy that I need to be able to keep up, keeping my mind sharp to keep up with everything that's going on in this day and time, as well as giving me the nutrients and the vitamins and the minerals that I need to be able to last throughout the day, to sustain that sharpness throughout the day. That is what I'm doing, and that is what's helping me generate the additional income is the 30-33 challenge. And, again, I just ask you guys in the airwaves, will you make a decision and say yes to the 30-33 challenge that has helped me transform my body, my mind, and generate the additional income? And thank you so much, Coach Reggie, for the opportunity with sharing.
No problem. No problem. Thank you so much for sharing that information. That was really, 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 really good. That was very, very well on your delivery and everything. And now I guess you can go ahead and we can now bring Jamie on to the call. He will now take over this call, and he will also tell you guys how you can earn five different ways with Total Life Changes with the 30-33. He's going to explain how simple each five ways are that you can actually earn the money here and what you can actually do. How you can get started today. So if you're on a call and you've been looking for an opportunity just to earn some extra money or just to lose weight and be healthy, guys, we have over 50 products, not just the weight loss products. We have all different products. We have products for energy. We have weight loss. We have skincare. We have body garments. We have everything to give you a better quality of life over here with TLC. But I want to talk about money because I love, love money, love money, love money. So I want to go ahead and bring Jamie on to the call. If you could just go ahead and go over and introduce yourself and let us know about the five ways that we get paid with TLC. Is Jamie on the call?
Yes, I am on the call.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Jamie, on the floor is yours. Take it away.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. As Reggie stated, Coach Reggie stated, my name is Damian Palisade, and I am employed with the United States Postal Service. Today I'm going to talk to you about the five ways that we get paid here at TLC. The first way that we get paid here at TLC is through our retail profit, okay? Our CEO by the name of Mr. Jack Fallon, he said, look, I'm going to give you 50% of all your retail sales. So if you decide to become a customer with us today or tomorrow, if you want to take it up a step and become an independent business owner with our company, you're going to get a free state-of-the-art website, which will be available to you right away. TLC is going to ship you the product on your behalf whenever someone goes to your website. And guess what? They're going to cut you 50% of that check. So this say, for instance, okay, a customer goes to your website and order a pack of tea. For a pack of tea, it's 40 volumes. So you're going to get 50% of 40, which is $20. So you'll receive $20. How awesome is that? The second way that we get paid is through what we call our fast food. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I like to make my money fast. So once you decide to become an IBO member, which is an independent business owner, you get to invite people in the business. Every someone joins you in the business, you get 50% of their initial purchase. For example, if a person joins you with $500, you get a fast start bonus of $250. CLC will give that person a website and ship their product, but they're going to cut you a bonus check for $250. I found this a way to make some pretty awesome money inside of this company. $25, $30, hey, I mean, it's money that you didn't have before, right? The third way that we get paid is from our hybrid binary, which we also refer to as our residual income, which means you do something one time and you get paid over and over and over. When you join us in the business, we have a left team and we have a right team. So whoever signs you up in the business, they'll place you on the left leg or your right leg. And please know that we will have you will have people that will fall under you by default that will be placed in your organization you don't even know, because TLC is designed for us to work together and build each other up to success. Every product we are selling to our lovely customers has associated with what I talked to you about in the first way that we get paid. What happens is every Thursday, 11:59 p.m., the company takes a snapshot of your left team and your right team. They take that snapshot, which is going to reflect the volume of your efforts and every single person on your left side and your right side. On that day, the company is going to take the volume from your smaller team, and what they're going to do is pay you between 10 to 25% based on your leadership level for the week. This is in addition to your retail and your fast start bonus. Ladies and gentlemen, positioning and time is everything. You have a chance to position yourself to win now, so why not start now? Our fourth way that we get paid is our 50% check match. Every time you bring someone into the business, you will earn a 50% check match. You have the opportunity to earn a 50% check match. Excuse me. There's no cap or max on how many people you can earn a 50% check match from. Just imagine if you invite your best friend, a colleague from your full-time job, or even maybe someone you know that is looking to earn some extra income to be your business partner, and they go out and earn 1,000 volume points in the binary. Our company is going to send that person a $1,000 check, but as a bonus, they're going to give you $500. Ladies and gentlemen, they get there for a $1,000 check, and you get a 50% check match of $500. Come on, man. You can't beat that. Our last and final way that we get paid is our lifestyle bonus. And I never seen nothing like this. I mean, hey, I work for the post office. We get paid one way, and they don't give us no extra bonuses or anything for what we do. So what Mr. Jack Fallon said, he said, once you hit the level of national director, TLC will cut you a check of $1,500. So you can use this check to pay your car note, your student loans, your daycare. Hey, I got student loans. I need that. Your rent, your insurance, whatever it is. Most of these companies or businesses, you know, you have to go and get the Cadillac, the pink Cadillac, or you got to go cash. You can spend the money on whatever you want to spend it on. And I'm sure, you know, they sound good to me, but
It does sound really good. It does sound really good. No. We're not going to turn the call over. We're not going to turn the call over to me. We're going to go back to you, Jambion. I just want to say congratulations. You did an amazing job. I know I put the pressure on you, but you kind of put the pressure on yourself. But you did an amazing job for your first time to be going over the compensation plan. And I just want to say congratulations to you because you did it.
Thank you.
And, guys, let me just go ahead and say this to everybody that is on the call. What it's all about is about creating leaders. It's about creating other people like myself to understand what actually I've found so therefore they can see the same exact thing and the same vision, and then they can run as fast as they can. Now, a little bit about Jambion. He's been standing in the back, and, you know, he's in our group. We have a group chat, and, you know, when we're in the group chat, he's always rooting for his peers, and that's exactly what he's supposed to do. He's doing exactly what he's supposed to do. He's always rooting, even if I say something negative on purpose to make them mad, he comes and then he says something positive to lift them up, because he knows that I'm just being a coach. He knows that I'm just wishing the best for all of them, because I know that this opportunity is really real. I'm talking about, I watched my best friend go from zero to seven figures over and over and over and over again with the same opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Jamie, I do want to just, you know, talk about that position that you have over there at the United States Postal Service. Like, I mean, when people get the idea of actually working for the United States Postal Service and then they get out and they start doing it, why is it that they tend to, some of the people just tend to get relaxed, and then, you know, you find 50 and 70 people, you know that ever worked at the Postal Service, you find out that they've actually retired from that place. And then, you know, they're really, really tired inside too, because they've been doing a lot of running, they've been doing a lot of this. So I really want to get a little bit more of your intake on, you know, working with the Postal Service and why you really wanted to start and build your own business.
Okay, cool. Well, I just made a year here at the Postal Service. I just made a year here on August the 18th. When I first started this job, I'm like, you know, hey, this is going to be my career job. I got it. Like, this is it. You know, I'm not going to school. I'm not going to get a degree. I'm going to get this job. Get here, and I'm just like, I started, and, you know, months and months started going by, and everything was good. And then it's just like, you walking all day, you're on your feet all day. It's not enough. You're in the sun, rain, sleet, snow, storms, hurricanes. Mm. You still have to be here to deliver the mail, and it's not what's up. Because guess what? If something happens to you today or tomorrow, guess what? They just going to replace you. That's it. They don't care. Mm. You're not going to get no money. Your family is not going to get no money. They don't care. And I'm coming to the realization that that's just corporate America. My eyes are more open now, and I'm starting to see this opportunity as an opportunity, like a real opportunity.
Right.
You know, even though I sit at the back and I watch things or whatever, but I'm taking everything in slowly, like you say, slowly.
Right.
But I'm getting it. And I know this is not what I want to do. I want to do this. I'm going to do my business. I know this is not what I want to do for the rest of my life. I know it.
So you know pretty much that you won't be stuck over at the United States Postal Service.
You
plan on doing, building your own business full time. So, and I just want to say this to everybody that is listening on this call, everybody that's listening. If you have a great mentor with building a business from home, if you have a really, really great mentor with building a business from home, let me tell you the perks that happen with this. Let me just tell you this. And I really, really want you guys to understand this. There was this one mentor that Stormy always wanted to work with. She always wanted to work with him because she knew that he knew a little bit more than what she did. She knew that he was earning the kind of money that she wanted to earn. And she learned from that mentor. But see, let me tell you this. That was a whole nother different company that she had learned everything from that mentor. But then she came over to Total Life Changes, and she used those same nuggets that she learned from that old mentor. What am I saying? I'm saying that with this is when you start to get this knowledge, and you have a knowledgeable person that is delivering you the messages, that is delivering you the nuggets. Let me just tell you something. You can take that knowledge anywhere you go if you decide not to stay. So basically what we're saying is that we really do help other people. We really, really, really do help other people to see that there's other opportunities out there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're on this call and you want to hear a professional opportunity call that's a little bit more, you know, suit and tie, I would definitely say take down this number really quick. It's 701-801-1211. That's 701-801-1211. And the code to get on that call is 674-347-093-pound. That's 674-347-093-pound. 0.93 pound. Guys, it's the weekend, and Hurricane Irma will be here tomorrow. I pray that I'm able to see and talk to you guys on Monday. But until then, ladies and gentlemen, we are the Drive at 5, where we come to get you out of traffic and to keep you out of debt. In real life, I'm like, no. My swag different. That bag different, huh? My wife.